This is 11:30 p.m., the night before this goes up. A lot of the podcasts I listen to on a regular basis are all posting their Goodbye 2020 episodes. And I just want to say, this is not my last episode of 2020. In fact, I have an episode coming out. I have three more episodes coming out. I have a new series coming out. So stay tuned for that. But you guys, 2020 is not over yet. I still have a ton coming. So I will still see you guys before 2021. All right, let's get on with it.
Hey guys, welcome back to My Strange Addictions podcast. Today's episode is The Office. And today I am excited to be with someone that has over 10,000 subscribers on YouTube and her own podcast. Welcome, Cora Josephine.
Stop hyping me up like this. Oh, hi guys. Oh my God.
This is My Strange Addictions.
We both love The Office, obviously, and I was probably going to do this episode at some point, but because so many people love The Office, like, I kind of had to wait to do it with someone, and I think you're the perfect person to do it with.
I think you couldn't have chosen a better person for this episode.
I 100% agree. All right. So when did you first find out about The Office?
Okay, people would talk about it all the time, but I actually watched Friends first. And so,
oh my God. You know, you moved up.
Right. So you know how people are either like a Friends person or like Office people?
Yeah.
I'm both, but I like The Office much more.
Okay.
It's because I watched Friends first and everyone was like, you've got to watch The Office. I think I tried to watch it a couple times and like just couldn't get past the first couple mm-hmm. episodes. But then eventually, like, one time it just, like, clicked. And then I, like, yeah. never wanted to stop watching it.
I had a similar experience, but I kind of, like, I watched Parks and Recreation and 30 Rock on the episode. Oh, my God. This is the one I watched, Friends.
Okay, Friends is good.
No, it's not. It's a multicam show.
It's a good show.
She just showed us a mug. She just showed me a mug that's from Friends, I think. Yep. I'm not sure. I didn't watch the show. It's bad. Anyways, I watched Parks and Rec and 30 Rock, and those shows are sublime. They're amazing. And after that, I was like, well, what's left? And it was The Office. So I watched that. I loved it. And now, actually, do you have an Office counter?
Like how many times I've seen it? You know, it's kind of random because I watch it with my parents randomly and watch it on my own randomly. But I would say probably I've seen the whole thing through, like, straight through, probably, like, 8 times. But randomly, well, okay, it's because
I'm kidding.
Me and my family, we watch it every night when we eat dinner. Uh-huh. And at first, because they hadn't seen it, we just watched the whole thing. And then now we just watch random episodes all the time. So I'm not, like, watching it straight through. Like, but I've watch it every day.
Well, I actually have an Office counter on my notes app, so I'm just gonna pull that up.
You did not come to play.
I did not come to play. All right, so I think there's gonna be a debate between who is a bigger Office fan at, to be honest. All right, I have watched The Office through 21 times.
All right.
And the season 3 through 7, 4 times, just because those are the good seasons, in my opinion.
I like season 9, I think is the one I like. No, 8. 9 is bad 8's... because of all, like, the Jim and Pam drama. Yeah. But 8 is good.
That brings me to favorite seasons.
Okay.
All right. Let's get into this.
I like season 5 with the Pam and Jim, it's the climax of their relationship, okay? I like that.
That's season 5.
Yeah. They get...
Why did I think that was... Don't they get together in season 4?
No, but they get married in season 5. I like the wedding. I like the wedding stuff, the pregnancy stuff. Like, that's, like... For sure. I like that. I don't know. Like, it's just because I have favorite episodes where I just go back to those episodes. And I don't really, like... related to a season. I like season 3 a lot, though. I think
I totally agree. I think season 3, and I actually like when Jim and Pam aren't together. Yeah. I think it makes it way more interesting. I really like season
two. We're watching season two right now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's I like all the like booze cruise, like those episodes, so good. Like those episodes are so good. Like that's when they got the budget. Like it just all came together that
we season. Just watched the Dundies and it was so funny. Like the first Dundies ever.
Oh my god. I think honestly, my least favorite season has got to be 9. Yeah. I think a lot of people will, like everyone would agree with me. I think it kept going for too long. Yeah. And they ran out of ideas. And then I think I would say I really like, I like season 5 because of the Michael Scott paper company. I think that's season 5.
Yeah, it is.
I love those episodes. Like, it's just such a good side plot.
Those are my favorite.
And it, like, wraps up in a nice...
And yeah, when they do like the deal thing,
mm-hmm.
Charles, the new boss, and they like have to work out the deal. Oh, it's so funny.
Oh, I hate Charles, but I mean, obviously.
Well, yeah, he was really annoying because he didn't let, because the whole Jim and Charles thing is funny too. Yeah. Like how he hates
it. Oh, I know.
The rundown part. And he's like, Jim, could you get me that rundown? And then the whole episode is Jim.
What is a rundown? Oh my god. Do you have like a favorite character then?
Yeah, but it's a really unpopular opinion.
Oh my god.
Everyone gets mad at me when I say this. Okay, so just.
Can I guess what you're gonna say?
Yeah.
Are you gonna say Andy?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, let me just start off by saying.
How can you defend that?
Let me just start off by saying I have a lot of favorite characters, but I like to talk about Andy because I think he's underrated. Now, don't get me wrong. There's seasons where he's bad. Like the whole the whole sailing thing, horrible. Like that whole thing was bad.
But we've already gone over that season doesn't even count.
Right.
Because it's just a whole soap opera. I actually, to an extent, agree with you. I think Andy is definitely an underrated character. I think it's for him, it's season by season.
Yeah.
I think he's a great character sometimes. Sometimes you just want to put him in a garbage can and send him away.
It's just no one makes me laugh harder than him because he's like so unsure of himself and he's so gullible and he's just like, I can't even explain it. He just makes me laugh so hard. And the whole, like, his musical episode, my god.
Oh my god,
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd. That's a good, I think, on, to kind of, like, to go with Andy, my favorite character is Erin.
Oh my god, love.
She, besides Creed, I would say she makes me laugh out loud the most. Out loud. Like, I don't, especially because I've seen it so many times, I don't really laugh out loud anymore. But she still makes me laugh out loud. And that's probably why she's my favorite, because at the end of the day, it's supposed to be a comedy.
Yeah.
So my favorite character should probably make me laugh out loud. You know what I mean? Like,
see, Creed.
Why are we all?
Creed is a favorite of mine. He always has been.
Yeah.
But I don't like saying he's my favorite character because he doesn't get enough airtime. So it's like.
Right.
I love every scene he's in, but he's like, I don't feel like he's like a main character. Like,
for sure.
You know?
For sure. This is like a harder one just because. I don't know. I like more think about storylines, but do you have like a favorite episode or storyline? Like I know obviously mine is like the Michael Scott paper company. I love that, but
Those are definitely my favorite, but I love Threat Level Midnight. And Dinner Party. Those are two of my favorite.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say. I totally forgot about Jan until now, but she is like in my top three favorite characters. She is just like over the
when
top.
She
like,
sings to Astrid, like,
oh my god, I literally asked her.
My dad loves her. My dad thinks she's so attractive.
Yeah. Oh
and
yeah.
He loves that actress, but then he just like laughs so hard every time.
Yeah,
she has
I think
scene.
She's so funny. She is like, and she's just crazy. She's so perfect for Michael. Like honestly, I think they could have ended up together and it would have been like a funny, kind of good ending.
I don't like Holly. I don't like Holly.
I mean, like, I don't know why not. Like, why wouldn't you like Holly?
No, like, I think she's, like, nice. It's not like I hate her. It's just, like, she doesn't stand out to me as, like, a, oh, my God, I love the episodes that Holly are in. Like, Holly makes everything better. You know what I mean? Like, I think she's great for Michael.
I mean,
but she's not, like, a comedic, like, she wasn't, like, a genius role to add in there. Like, I don't think.
No, but, well, I think she was genius in that she's perfect for Michael.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, it's just, like, he needed somebody right. at this point.
Right.
He definitely, it was time.
He needed an emotional support system, and he she was that. Did.
So, we've already talked about Threat Level Midnight a little bit. I actually saw a TikTok about Threat Level Midnight, and funnily enough, it was your TikTok. So the TikTok said that you know all the words to it, and you also showed your Threat Level Midnight poster, which I can actually see right now on Zoom. So do you kind of want to talk about that a little bit?
That episode is just one of my absolute favorites. I don't know why. I just love it so much, and I love mm-hmm. all, like, the, like, clean up on aisle five and, like, this mm-hmm. like the lines in it. Oh, it's just, I think it's just a genius episode. It's so funny mm-hmm. and I just love all the Threat Level. Yeah, I have a Threat Level Midnight movie poster that is, like, my favorite thing ever.
So in a TikTok that you said you know all the words to it.
Listen,
is that right?
That's probably a lie. I don't know but like, put it in front of me, and yeah, I can probably say a line, like, right before it comes up.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But, like, okay, could yeah, I sit that's... here right now and tell you every line?
No. That is still impressive, though. Like, I know I love when, like, somebody that isn't, like, a seasoned fan, even though, like, we are kind of annoying because, like, why are we so obsessed with the show? Right. But also, like when it's on the TV or something, because it airs on, like, every channel, I can just, like, repeat some of the lines. Like, I know what's coming. And people are like, what are you doing?
It's
like,
same, why are you that? Same for me for Dinner Party. I think that one probably yeah. even more. I just, like, if mm-hmm. I think about it right now, I'm like, I don't really know. But once it's playing, I'm like, I know everything.
Yeah.
The, mm-hmm. the best part.
Even the timing.
The best part in that one is, oh, I guess that makes me the devil.
I love that part.
And she's, like, losing her mind.
She's crazy. She is crazy.
And then it's like, you burn it, you buy it. Oh, great. I'll be your first customer. You're hardly my first. That's what she said. That's the best part.
So you obviously include your office love on TikTok, but what I've noticed is that in your YouTube videos, you don't really make any videos about the office, and I'm just wondering, what are you hiding?
Okay, listen, I mentioned the office in my videos, but, like, what am I gonna do, like, make a 10-minute video about my office obsession? Like, people are gonna hate me. Your podcast listeners follow you to hear about Strange Addictions, but my YouTube subscribers are not subscribed to hear me talk about how much I love The Office.
I think you're underestimating your subscribers. I think they would love for you to talk about it.
Okay, but actually, on my Chloe Ting video, which has 1.3 million views, this is in the back the whole time, the Threat Level Midnight poster, and, like, half of the comments are asking me where I got it.
Exactly. Where did you get it, by the way?
Etsy!
Ooh, I bet you could find a really cheap one on AliExpress.
Oh, well, I actually have another. I have another one. I'm looking at it. It's in front of me. And it's... I'll show you.
Okay.
You'll know what it is right away. Can you see it?
Okay, you guys. So in Jim and Pam's wedding, Michael gives a painting that he painted of Jim and Pam to them. And Cora bought that painting.
Yep.
Well, a replication, I'm assuming.
Yep, I framed it, got it, hung above my desk, so I can just look at it every day. It's really nice.
It's beautiful.
You know, another thing? This is a really fun fact. So you know how, like, people are like, oh, how would you prepare for, like, the zombie apocalypse? Like, how would you,
right.
like, what would you prepare? So mm-hmm. when I heard that The Office was going to leave Netflix at the end of 2020, I did panic. I did have a panic.
Yeah.
And I did realize that I need to be prepared. And so my sister, for my birthday, you're going to laugh. My sister got me all the DVDs.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Those have behind the scenes and deleted scenes. So those are actually better than Netflix.
But she,
except that I literally could not tell you how to use a DVD anymore.
She only got me the best seasons. So I have 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Seven is great, too. She got them at Goodwill for me, so those mm-hmm. were the only ones they had, but she figured it was fine, because, like, those are, like, good seasons.
Oh, so. Wait, that's cool that they were at Goodwill. I kind of wish I snagged those.
Well,
yeah,
you were too late, so.
When I found out that The Office was leaving Netflix, I, you know,
Yes.
Broke down.
Me too.
Obviously. Yep. We all did. And it was.
And this was years ago.
Yeah.
It was in 2019 that they announced that.
That they bought it back. But I found out in early 2019. Then in late 2019, I re-found out and I broke down because it was late December. And I was like, oh my God, like it's leaving in like 5 days. January 1st, 2020 hits. It wasn't gone. And I was like, so confused. I was like, oh my God, we got to keep it. And then I realized it's leaving January 1st, 2021.
Oh my God. Okay. But it'll be on another streaming service somewhere.
On Peacock, but who's gonna pay for Peacock?
Right.
Well,
well,
maybe.
Peacock maybe. Has a lot of stuff for free. I was on it because I was checking to see if they had The Office, because it's like known to be a really good free like provider. But then they're gonna start like charging, and it's gonna be like a.
That's rude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I feel like. I've definitely seen you wearing office garments.
I'm wearing it right now.
Really? What are you wearing? Oh my God. You got in the spirit. Dunder Mifflin pajamas.
I wore them to Walmart. So.
Period.
Yeah.
So how many office clothing pieces do you have?
Okay. I have a lot. I have two crew necks. One has a picture of Dwight on it and it says false. Mm-hmm. Another one just says Dunder Mifflin in the corner. I have a shirt that has a picture of Jim on it, a shirt that has a picture of Michael that says that's what she said, and a hoodie that has a picture of Michael and says that's what she said. And then I have, and then I have these pajama pants that say Dunder Mifflin, and I think that's it.
That's really great.
I know.
That's a lot. I don't have anything office, I don't think.
Oh my God, when's your birthday? So,
March.
Oh,
it's like the most useless month of the year.
Well, get ready because I might be I might be getting this one.
Does that mean, I mean, you're so obsessed with The Office, so surely that means you must listen to Office Ladies, right?
Okay, I did for a while because when it came out, I was working at Culver's and I would always work starting at 8. And from 8 to 10, we're not even open. I'd just be, like, cleaning. Mm-hmm. So I would always listen to Office Ladies.
Yeah.
I loved, like, hearing all the secrets. But I only really got through, like, their season one talking about. And then I never kept listening. But, yeah.
I listen to it weekly.
Oh!
Although, recently, my podcast ears have been getting a little bit more competitive. And that kind of brings me to podcasts in general, and I kind of just want to talk about, like, do you listen to a lot? I mean, you obviously have a podcast. Yeah. I have a podcast. How much do you actually listen to podcasts?
Okay, I in the summer was obsessed with Anything Goes by Emma Chamberlain and
so good.
Pretty Basic by Alicia Murray.
Yep, I listen to that too. I never even watched Alicia Marie's videos. I only listened to her podcast.
Their podcast is so good.
It's very good.
Theirs is definitely my favorite. And I still listen to it periodically, but I really loved podcasts for going on walks outside because I felt like I was like talking to someone. But
I haven't heard that.
But when I'm like at home, like I don't really just like listen to a podcast, which I should really start doing, but I just like don't.
I do all the time. It's like all I do.
Yeah, I need to just get in the hang of it. It just feels wrong for me to like listen to one in the house, but like that's stupid. Mm-hmm. And I need to just like start doing it.
Feel that.
But I think those were the two main ones. I don't even listen to my own. I don't. And I'm going to start listening to yours. I listened to the first episode.
Oh my God. Well, the first episode is the worst episode.
Oh.
Maddie would agree. No shade to Maddie. It was the first.
No, I liked it, but I'm gonna start listening because I actually do. I need to take a step away from YouTube and watching Netflix.
I did for like that's what I'm doing right now. There's another good Office podcast that is a little more not interesting because I really like Office Ladies, but it's just like fast paced and it's Brian Baumgartner.
Yeah, I heard he started one.
An oral history of the Office. It's actually, it ended. It was a really short podcast. It ran like 9 episodes, but it was so good. I'm so sad that it's not coming out anymore, but it was really, really good.
Somebody that it was, I heard about that because it was either on Anything Goes or Pretty Basic that one of their ads on it was for his podcast.
Yeah. It was like on, like it was a Spotify podcast. Like they like Spotify did it. But He even had like Billie Eilish on for the last episode.
Oh, oh my god, yeah, I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna listen. Oh,
advertisement. You guys, would you like to save the world with your morning coffee? Well, let me introduce to you Free Lunch Coffee. Free Lunch Coffee is on a mission to end child hunger. When you buy one bag of Free Lunch Coffee, you are providing 10 meals. Yeah, that you heard me right. 10 meals to children in need. And Free Lunch Coffee gives away 50% of the money they make to end hunger. How cool is that? They also have amazing mugs that donate 10 meals and amazing tumblers that donate 20 meals to children in need. Beyond the fact that this is an amazing cause, you guys, Free Lunch Coffee has literally just great coffee that is specialty grade, certified organic, and fair trade. It's literally amazing. They offer 100% money back guarantee for 30 days. If you don't absolutely love their coffee, they will give you a full refund, and you can keep the coffee too. So there's literally nothing to lose. Free Lunch Coffee is offering a 10% discount to the listeners of this podcast. Use coupon code STRANGEADDICTIONS at checkout. That is offer code STRANGEADDICTIONS for 10% at checkout. Check it out at freelunchcoffee.com.
Okay, so you have so much office stuff. What would be the perfect gift office-wise for somebody that literally already has everything office?
Oh my god, I don't know. I like getting fun things. Like the Threat Level Midnight poster was awesome because it's not something that's just like that you wear. It's like, and it's not just like the office, you know, like it's like if you have to be an office fan to know what it is. So I like stuff like that. Like I've always wanted to get like a Dundee or something to like put in my room, or like I don't know, just stuff like that that doesn't outright say it's like the office on it, but like office fans are like, that's an office.
They know thing. They recognize
like things in the show, like the teapot or like stuff like that. You can like get that on Etsy, and like that's always been something that I've like, I like little
things. Yeah, that's like so those. Fun. Maybe for your birthday. When's your birthday?
Sorry, I'm trying to stay hydrated. May.
Oh, it's totally fine. May. Gotcha. You're a Taurus?
I'm a Taurus.
Nice. So I talked about this earlier about watching Parks and Rec and 30 Rock. Did you ever watch those?
Okay, 30 Rock my mom watched, and I used to, like, sit there and watch it. But other than dabble. That, no. Where do you even watch it? Like, where could I watch that?
They're both off Netflix now.
Okay.
Dirty Rock left your freshman year, and Parks and Rec left October this year.
Oh, well, I'm never going to watch Parks and Rec because, you know what? I started it multiple times, and I just...
It's so much better than The Office, honestly.
I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. I don't like that lead lady. I don't know her name.
You don't like Amy Poehler?
Yeah, I don't like Amy Poehler. I don't think she's funny.
God be with you. She's so funny.
She's like, fine. I watched this other movie she was in, and it was just like kind of stupid. And then I was like,
was it like Sisters?
Yeah, Sisters.
Yeah, that movie's not good though.
It was so bad.
Yeah, but she's so good. And like Parks and Rec, like honestly, I prefer it over The Office, even though I've watched it less. Like, I don't know.
Well, if it's not on Netflix, I ain't gonna watch it. Unless I end up getting an NBC streaming service for like Peacock, unless it like goes on Peacock and I'm like paying for that. But.
So there's kind of a debate in the fandom.
Uh-oh.
About, and I'll just put it out there, Karen Filippelli.
Okay.
Thoughts on her?
Don't like her.
Okay, good. Because why would you? No. Like, I understand. Like, I understand that she didn't do anything wrong, but like, we're like,
she kind of did though. She was petty towards Jim, and like. And, like, I get it. Like, he was in love with someone else, blah, 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 blah. But, like, he did, like, treat her well, like, when they were together. Like, you saw that in episodes. And then, like, I don't know. Like, she was so annoying in that one episode when they go and the branch wars, when they go in, like, disguise and try to steal the printer. And then they're, like, in her office. She was just obnoxious. And I don't like her. No.
I don't think she did anything wrong. I mean, she was obviously insecure with her position as Jim's boyfriend, as she should have been, though, because he was honestly not treating her the best. Like he and Office Ladies, they say wishy-washy Jim, because he's acting like Pam is like sometimes he acts like cold to her, but sometimes he's like super friendly, like way too friendly, especially with their history. Like, I think she was rightful in how she acted, but I don't like her.
I think it was
I still don't like
her. It was kind of obvious that Jim only got with Karen to try to like get over Pam. Like, he just wanted to stop thinking about Pam and was like, okay, I'm gonna date Karen. Like,
yeah,
I was like, okay. You know, and she's in Parks and Rec too, right? Rashida Jones, is that her name?
Rashida Jones, yeah, she's one of the main characters.
Did you know, fun fact, there was a girl at our school who graduated last year, and her uncle is married to Rashida Jones. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Fun fact. Actually really, really sad fact.
Is her uncle like famous?
I don't think so, but he lives in they live in LA. They might not be together anymore. I know they were dating.
Oh.
And I thought they were married, but I looked it up once and I didn't. Really, I'm gonna look it up. Rashida Jones husband. Yeah, she has a husband. So,
well,
I think that's him. So, yep, kind of cool.
So cool. I love Rashida Jones, but I don't like Karen Filippelli.
Nope.
But I love Anne.
Okay, Parks and Rec.
Perkins.
Okay.
Okay, Office. Okay, Friends.
Listen, Friends is a good show. It's funny.
No, it's not. It's a multicam. It's terrible.
It's funny.
No.
Okay, I honestly think, I was thinking about this the other day, if I would have watched The Office first and then Friends, I probably wouldn't like Friends. But I watched Friends first and then The Office, and I still like The Office more, but I think that's why I like Friends.
Probably.
Because I didn't have anything to compare it to the first time.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so this segment, I did not prepare you. By the way, guys, I prepared Cora a little bit for this, just so she would understand the structure of this, even though it seems very unstructured. But I did not prepare you for this part. All I told you is that I'm trying out a new segment.
Okay, I'm scared.
And this is called...
Oh, my God.
Show trivia.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm scared. This is like what Billie Eilish did with Rainn Wilson.
Oh yeah. So I'm gonna be testing our Office knowledge by doing an extreme Office trivia question test. This is not some BuzzFeed trivia, even though I did take most of these questions from BuzzFeed and just made them all harder.
So you know the answers, you just like are testing me.
Well, yeah, but I came up with the questions on my own, so it's all like,
what if I get them all wrong?
I know, I'm so excited to see how well you do. Okay, so how this works, we're gonna be doing 9 questions for 9 seasons, 1 question a season, and some questions will have bonus answers that you can add on, and some questions will be fill in the blanks, some will be multiple choice, but if you get them all right, you are a proven Office fan. And you guys, this segment I'm going to be doing, I think, whenever I have guests on for episodes about shows.
I'm so
which is
scared.
A very specific segment, but
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I just watched season 1, so I'm feeling good about that one.
Okay, well, first question is season 1. Whose birthday does The Office celebrate
Meredith.
When there are rumors that the... Good job. Good job. All right. That was a multiple choice. So that's 1 point. Season 1. You know season 1. All right. Season 2. God. During the... actually, this one's a really... No, wait. Actually, wait till the...
Yeah,
multiple choice.
Okay, here's the thing. We just started rewatching season 2. Like, we just watched the first episode of it. And I haven't watched season 2 in a while other than that. So...
Okay, but this one, you're going to think you know the answer, but I'm giving you the choices are very, very similar. Okay. So don't say it until you hear all of them. So during the Office booze cruise, why does Roy finally set a date for his and Pam's wedding? A, he feels inspired by hearing the captain's story of marrying his first wife. B, he feels inspired by the captain talking about his wife's battle with depression. C, he feels inspired by hearing the captain's story of marrying his second wife. D, brushing their teeth. That was a reference, by the way.
Yeah, it is, but that's not it.
No, Unless it is.
It's either C or A. I think it's C.
Duh, you're wrong. It's A.
Okay, well, at least I knew it was either C or A.
Yeah. I mean, that was very, very, like, that was so, like, I don't know. That was harder than I remembered it being when I wrote it
down.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the episode in a while.
Season 2, you did not pass. You do not know season 2.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
All right, season 3. When Michael returns from a trip to Jamaica, what color beads are in his hair and why? A, black, yellow, and green for the Jamaican flag. B, yellow, green, and red for no apparent reason. C, yellow, green, and red because he thinks he went to Africa. D, yellow, red, and black for no apparent reason.
B.
Yeah. 2 for 3. That's pretty good. You know season 1 and 3 right now. All right. Season 4. True or false? After Michael hits Meredith with his car, she goes to the hospital with a bruised pelvis. True or false?
Well, I think it was a broken pelvis. So I feel like you're trying to trick me. It was a cracked pelvis. She had a crack in her pelvis.
So true or false? Correct. It was a cracked pelvis.
Yes! Oh!
The original BuzzFeed question was literally just with a cracked pelvis, true or false. Like, girl,
that's obvious. Because he says something that I don't remember the line, but Michael's like, a little crack in her pelvis.
Just a little crack. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. Remembering the lines. Oh! All right. Season 5. I'm kind of feeling like these questions should be harder right now.
No, they're hard. I'm just good.
Oh.
Yeah. Harder would be bad. Don't.
All right. All right. Season 5. Right now, you're 3 for 4. When Pam and Phyllis accidentally wear the same outfit to work on Casual Friday, what does Phyllis say Pam looks like with her mouth open?
Tramp.
No.
She says, you look like a tramp, sweetie, or something.
No. What did she say? She said, close your mouth. You look like a
trout. Trout. Yes! Tramp, trout, same thing. I knew it was like, it sounded like tramp. No. And it was tramp. Wait, were you going to give me options? Oh, okay, no. Good. Because then I would have gotten it right, but I would have said tramp, oh. Yeah. Close your mouth, sweetie. You look like a trout. Okay.
All right. This question's actually super
Which
hard.
Which season? Like, are we on 6?
I wouldn't get this one. We're on 6. Right now I can't count. We just did 5. You're 3 for 5. So you have more than 50% right now.
Okay.
All right, season 6. In the episode where Stanley gets to leave early by doing 26 push-ups, who is the first to get disqualified? A, Oscar. B, Creed. C, Angela. D, Jim.
Okay, well, I know with Oscar, he, like, pushes him down. He, like, puts his foot on him, and then he, like,
but was he the first one to get to, who I don't was know. The
okay,
first
okay
to
wait.
Get disqualified?
It was Creed. I don't think it was Creed.
It was Oscar, Creed, Angela, Jim. This is a hard one.
I want to go with my gut, but my gut's
go
always
with your
wrong.
Gut.
Like, my gut is always wrong.
Go with your gut.
Okay, I don't think it's Creed, so I'm kind of choosing between the last two because I can't really even remember Creed doing the push-ups. Like, I don't even.
Okay.
I don't really remember. I feel like it's between Jim and Oscar, but I'm not sure because I don't remember Angela doing it either. I feel like she would just stay and work. Okay. Oscar, whatever.
No.
Was
I'm
it
sorry.
Jim?
But. It was Angela.
Oh, okay.
But you remembered Creed correctly. He got disqualified for sitting in a chair and he was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Why am I disqualified? but you were right about that. So it was Angela. And for a bonus point to get this point back, why was she disqualified?
Girl push-ups or something. No. Wait. I'm butt too high. Yeah. That's
all right. So you got season six. You got a point back. Oh! You're 4 for 6. Okay, all right. Seven. In season seven, in the episode that Jim pranks Dwight with a rebellion, what is Jim's organization called? A, the rebellion. B, the fists spelled with PH for fists, like fists, PH.
I got fists. It.
The Scranton chapter, fists. D, none of the above.
None of the above.
Correct. Oh, it's just fists.
Because none of those ring any bells. Yeah,
good. All right. 5 for 7. You're doing well. Season 8. When Dwight first invites the Florida Picks for orientation. Oh, this is a hard one. I just remembered. From which game is the buzzer he uses to intimidate the recruits?
You're not giving me options.
No. What? This one's so hard.
Can you give me options, please?
Yeah, hold on. I gotta think of them, though. All right.
I have, like, an idea, but I need the options. So I'm not, because I don't think it's right.
All right. A, Yahtzee. B, Cractus.
Cractus?
C, Tadoon. Cractus.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
C, Tadoon. B, D, Taboo.
Okay, I don't know what half of those games are, but let me tell you, Yahtzee doesn't have a buzzer, so I don't know what that one's about.
Well, I've never played Yahtzee, so
I don't know what Cractus is, or to do, so I'm just going to go with Taboo, because I don't know what the other one. Yeah.
Okay. Right. I made up Cractus and to do.
Like, what is Cractus?
Well, I could not think of them fast enough. So you got that one. So now you're 6 for 8. All right, you're doing well. Season 9, last question. Oh, this is sad.
Oh, no.
Because it's season 9. The last line of the show is said by Pam, and she says, "There's a lot of beauty in ordinary things." Isn't that kind of the point? Where does she say this line? And what color top is she wearing?
Okay, I know the last episode so well. I can kind of picture what she was wearing. She says it, I think, in front of her painting on the wall. Her drawing of the office. Because then she, like, walks away and they zoom in on it. It's either that or she's outside of the building. I can't. But I feel like it's in front of the thing. What color top? I don't know. The classic Pam top is pink, and she wasn't wearing that because she was, like, kind of past that phase in her life, I feel like. Or maybe she was wearing pink. Can you give me options?
Just top?
Give me 4 colors.
All right. Blue with sequins, silver with sequins, gold with no sequins, and blue with no sequins.
Okay, I'm going with silver with sequins.
Yeah, that's right.
And okay, let me tell you my 3 thoughts for where she says the line. My 3 thoughts are in front of her drawing. The second would just be outside of the building. And the third would be, like, they're packing up their car to go to Texas. And she's, like, in front of the car. Because that was, like, a scene at some point where she's, like, outside of the car. But can you tell me if any of those 3 are right?
Yeah, I can tell you. None of them are right.
Okay, good. Those are my final.
But just to be nice, you're very good at coming up with scenes. Those would all be better than, well, I don't know if they're, where it happened was good, but where all of those are good too. Like, those would have been really good to end the show.
Because the last scene is them zooming in on her picture. Because she takes it off the wall.
That's the last, I think that's the last shot. It's zooming in on her picture, And then it just shows an actual shot of the building. Like it, transitions to the actual shot of the building.
I can't think of another. Is it in the building somewhere or no?
It is in the building. Think about where you would end The Office with to come like kind of full circle ish. Except that might be misleading.
Like the receptionist desk? I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I thought it would be misleading. It's not the receptionist desk. I think I can just say, because I've kind of gone through all the options. It is in the conference room facing the window.
Oh, because it's facing the window because she's got opportunities ahead
Which
of
means
her.
That they're... To, yeah, I, exactly. You listen
I
to
did,
the office ladies.
I did.
We know.
They,
yeah,
they talked exactly. about how she's like in front of the wall the whole time. And then she's in front of the window. Yeah.
At the last, yeah. So I would say you got half of that right. So I'll just give you the point. So you got 7 out of 9 seasons. You are a seasoned Office fan. I think the listeners will have to decide who actually knows The Office better. But
I don't know. Okay, I got one for you. I have a quiz for you.
Oh, okay.
Because
yes,
this was one of my favorite questions in the Billie Eilish. Have you seen the Billie Eilish Rainn Wilson video? Okay, good.
No. I know of it, though.
So one of the questions was... This it's a really good one. So when Michael and Dwight and Andy went out to lunch with the man who they thought was part of the mafia trying to sell them.
Yeah. Oh my God. No.
What did Michael order?
The gabagool.
the gabagool. I love that question. I don't know why. I just think it's funny.
Yeah, that's a good question. Oh my God, I was nervous I wasn't gonna get it. I guess I'm just like amazing at The Office trivia.
Okay, I gave you one question.
All right.
I can't think of any other ones, so I don't even. I'm trying to think of what else was in that interview because they were really good questions.
I should watch it.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
We'll see. Well, I think the listeners are definitely going to have to decide who knows about her because let's see. I got 100% of the trivia questions right.
You,
and you only
made
got...
them up.
What?
Get out of town. If Fine, I would have asked you those, you would have gotten some of them wrong.
No, because I made them all up. So
I know. I'm
all.
Saying, like, if I was the one who made those up.
Okay, fine. How about this? I will give you a chance to give me any question from the show. It can be the most obscure thing. And we'll see if I get it right after this break. I'm kidding.
Wait, okay. fill the time by talking about something. And let me...
Okay. So you guys can check out Cora on YouTube. Do you want to plug your TikTok?
Yeah. My TikTok is at Cora Josephine with 2 E's. Same with my Instagram.
Awesome. And her YouTube is also Cora Josephine. Her podcast is The Thoughts That Rattle. She is a co-host. And you know what? You should go check them out after you listen to all my podcast episodes. And I don't know. I think I can't really think of anything else. Do you have any good questions yet?
I'm looking.
If you want to go follow me on Instagram, you can go follow me at TrigTrig, TryGTryG. My Venmo is, I'm just kidding. If you want to go support my sponsors, definitely go do that. It helps me make money. I'm really running out of things to say
here,
Cora.
All
right, I'll probably just cut.
No, okay, it's fine. Here, I'll just do the first one that I saw because it was good. Okay, so Michael has ideas for a lot of things, but specifically, he's got ideas for a movie, a book. Uh-huh. What are the names of the movie? The movie's easy. What are the names of the movie, the book?
Threat Level Midnight.
Yeah.
Somehow I Manage.
What?
I mean, it
what
still
year
counts,
did
though.
Andy graduate from Cornell?
Class of 93.
It's between 94, 95, 96, and 97. 95. I probably wouldn't have known that either.
I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, guys. Trig is a bad Office fan. He likes Parks and Rec more, so I automatically win.
I mean, except that I've watched both of them more.
Is that like really loud? And yeah.
All right, guys. I think this has clearly run its course.
Yeah, I'm bored. I'm bored. Get Cora. Me out of here.
Oh my god. Actually, I'm kidding. Cora, I'd love for you to come back.
Well, I'm a really busy girl, and I'm actually like.
Yeah, that's so true. She was like, when I asked her to record this, she was like, I can do
it. No, this is all lies. That never happened. He was the one who was like, yeah, we'll have to film like this. We're going to be filming it for like a long time in advance. I like plan my podcast ahead of time.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you were like, it won't even be going up for a long time. Like, it's yeah, like, don't even.
I said that because I said it doesn't matter when we do it. We can do it whenever.
And then I'm like, okay, let's do it after December 1st. And then later you were like, oh my God, Cora's making me wait until December. And it was like a week. Like a week.
That is such a long time. Do you know how many of these episodes I record a week?
Oh my God, how many? We record one a week and then we post it that day or the next.
No, you don't. You post like
every
other week.
Well, we keep forgetting. But we're filming today.
Do you have? Well, I think what we've learned from this all is that I know so much more about The Office.
I think we've learned that Cora is a trooper.
And I'd love for you to, if you so true. And if you ever have any other obsessions that you want to bring up to this podcast, just let me know. You're welcome back. I think the viewers would love for you to come back. And thank you guys so much for listening. And I will talk to you guys next week.
And I have one last thing to say to you. Close your mouth, sweetie.
All right, guys. 99 cents. $4.99. $9.99 per month. You can now contribute that to my podcast monthly without a Patreon. You can go to anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. Now listen. You guys know I put an extreme effort to produce this podcast. I record, I edit, I get guests, my friends, all sorts of things, a microphone, everything. It is so much work, and I am not being sarcastic. So if you want to pay me for my efforts, you now can. That is anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. I will also link it in every episode so you can easily get there below the sponsors. So if you want to go do that, go do that. If you don't and you just want to keep listening for free, that is absolutely fine too. But all you have to do, you guys, is put in your name, email, and card number, and then the amount you want to contribute, and you're all good to go. And by the way, soon I'm going to have benefits for my monthly contributors, such as maybe coming on my podcast. So one more time, that is anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. And yeah. All right. Bye.